With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana has reported a daily record of 1,063 people infected with COVID-19 and 27 more deaths due to the virus. Since the pandemic began, Montana has confirmed nearly 32,000 cases of the respiratory virus. Nearly 360 people remain hospitalized. Medical providers have been urging residents to wear masks to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Hospital workers say their resources are strained, and the state is seeking court orders to get 5 businesses in Flathead County to comply with mask mandates. The Canadian developer of the Keystone XL crude oil pipeline is going ahead with worker hirings amid ongoing legal challenges to construction. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
TC Energy this week announced over $1.6 billion in contracts with 6 companies in Texas, Wisconsin, and Montana for pipeline construction in those states set to begin next year. TC Energy says Bozeman-based Barnard Construction is one of the 6 contractors responsible for hiring more than 7,000 union workers with priority to local and indigenous-owned businesses. Barnard Construction was previously tapped for Keystone XL support infrastructure in northern Montana. TC Energy spokesperson Sarah Rayburn says there are 1,500 workers active in the U.S. TC Energy plans to employ more than 11,000 workers total in 2021. Keystone XL is the subject of several lawsuits from tribes and environmental groups attempting to stop construction. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
This year, more women are running for the Montana legislature than in any election over the past 2 decades. Kevin Trevlin with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
86 women are vying for legislative seats. That's 7 more than the previous 20-year high in 2014, according to the Center for American Women and Politics at Rutgers University. 51 Democrats and 35 Republicans, another high, are running this year. University of Montana political scientist Sarah Rinfrey says the influx of female candidates in Montana reflects a nationwide trend.
In terms of women saying, hey, we're going to run for local and state offices at higher percentages, and you have organizations supporting those efforts. Because it takes a lot of money to run for office.
Women currently hold nearly 31% of seats in the legislature, which places Montana 22nd among all states for proportion of women, according to Rutgers. 8 women are also running for statewide public office and the Public Service Commission in the Treasure State, including 4 Democrats, 3 Republicans, and 1 nonpartisan Supreme Court justice. Rinfrey says gender parity is an important step to ensure legislative bodies actually represent all of their constituents.
You know, thinking about paid maternity leave or access to childcare or pre-K. If you don't have women and minorities at the table to make legislation, you're missing those voices.
Rinfrey says there are still considerable barriers to women running for public office. She says voters are conditioned to expect a certain type of elected official, and women are seen as the exception instead of the norm. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
Wolves have repopulated the mountains and forests of the American West with remarkable speed since their reintroduction 25 years ago. Now, voters in Colorado are poised to give the predators another boost in their rebound from extinction in the region last century. A November 3rd ballot initiative seeks to reintroduce them to the western half of Wyoming, where cattle ranchers and hunting guides see the return of wolves as a threat. The Trump administration on Thursday stripped wolves of government protections across most of the U.S. That puts their future in the hands of state wildlife agencies. The 20-year energy plan for Montana's second-largest electric company, Montana Dakota Utilities, includes closure at its only Montana-based coal-fired power plant. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
Regulators with the Montana Public Service Commission Tuesday okayed the Montana Dakota Utilities Integrated Resource Plan. MDU last year announced closures at its Lewis and Clark Station in Sidney, Montana, and Heskett Station in North Dakota. MDU cites the age of the plants, rising coal costs, and cheaper alternatives like developing natural gas resources and buying market power. The 44-megawatt Lewis and Clark plant is scheduled to shutter next March after the winter chill and employs nearly 30 people. This is one of a slew of coal closures seen across the United States. 2 of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant's 4 units shuttered earlier this year. MDU's more than 100,000 gas and electric customers in Montana are located in the eastern part of the state. It also serves customers in North and South Dakota and Wyoming. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana broadcasting legend and host of Homeground Radio, Brian Kahn, passed away of natural causes yesterday while on a hunting trip near Lewistown, according to several of his friends. Edward O'Brien has more.
During his 2016 TEDx talk on what makes for a great interview, Brian Kahn said,
"For me, an interview is a 30-minute relationship. That's essential."
Kahn said he tried to stick to certain principles for his interviews. Those included respect for his audience and guests, probing questions, and as he put it, no BS. He said there was more than enough of that in modern mass media. Marvin Granger helped nudge Kahn into radio back in the late 80s.
Brian was not much at small talk. What he said was usually meaningful.
Granger, Yellowstone Public Radio's retired general manager, describes Kahn as a brilliant public intellectual.
He was a thinking man and not an arrogant one. He thought seriously about life and about the world of ideas.
YPR's current general manager, Ken Siebert, says Kahn was an amazing mentor to him back in the early 90s.
He was incredibly kind and deeply empathetic. I think anyone who's listened to even one of his interviews can hear that. And he married that with such a fierce intellect and a curiosity for the world around him.
Kahn made headlines right up to the end. In late September, Kahn pressed former Montana Governor Mark Roscoe on which presidential candidate he supported. Roscoe, a Republican, revealed he'll vote for Democrat Joe Biden. Again, YPR General Manager Ken Siebert.
Boy, those are some giant shoes to fill. It's very difficult to find someone, again, I would use the word empathy and kindness, that also has the ability to probe and to push the way that Brian did.
Homeground aired on over 30 public and private radio stations in the Rocky Mountain West, including Montana Public Radio and Yellowstone Public Radio. Brian Kahn was 73. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.